Necktie. Written by Zombified Queer and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Phantom, the hotel. Summary. Tonight, the manager is expected to handle the guest, personally. Tonight there is no lobby boy, no owner, no room, nothing except the lobby and the manager, and Madame Hotel. She's taken a new body now, one without a caved-in skull. She's almost normal, lounging in one of the lobby chairs. If not for the giddy grin and the way her eyes glow violet, she would almost seem like part of the lobby, designed to be here. The manager shifts uneasily under her stare. The guest will be here soon. There's always a guest. Even if there's no card, or room, or lobby boy, there's always a guest. Tonight, the manager is dressed exceptionally formal. Suit jacket of deep charcoal, white button-down blouse tucked into white slacks, violet necktie, uncomfortable but polished shoes. Madame Hotel makes her approval known with eyes half-lidded and gives the manager a small smile reserved for these moments when they're alone. The guest will be here soon. The manager stands at her desk, head up, eyes trained on the door. Something will be expected of her tonight. The door opens. The guest walks in. Madame Hotel nods just once, and the manager begins the routine of a check-in. Painfully normal, whatever that means in the hotel's boundaries. When the guest turns to go to their room, the manager finds herself reaching out for some weapon she can use. There's nothing on the desk but the book, spiral-bound and small, too little to do any damage, and the pen, ballpoint and fragile. Madame Hotel drags a finger across her throat and nods. The manager gives her desk another look. Nothing here, but her necktie. The manager slips off her shoes. She unknots the tie as she steps up behind the guest. They never hear her coming. It's easy enough to tighten, but the manager forgets, sometimes, just how much the guests fight. The guest chokes and gurgles, clawing at their throat and thrashing. The manager, stronger. She pulls and pulls. A snap in the guest's neck leaves them wheezing. By degrees, their fight lessens until there's just a limp body. Like an animal, the manager shakes what used to be a guest. Sometimes they play dead, as if that will ever change hotel policy. Nothing. The guest continues to be limp, unbreathing and unmoving. Only meat now to feed the hotel's insatiable appetite. Madame Hotel's steps are loud as she comes up to hug the manager from behind. The manager, acutely aware of the guest's purpose being served, lets the meat fall where it will. A dull thump on the tiled floor. The manager knows Madame Hotel approves. The end.